Okay, today's daf is daf Dalet. We are on daf Dalet, actually, on the fourth line.
Yeah.
And today's shiur is sponsored by the Nuremberg family, Ilan Ishmas Moshe Dov Ben Shaul Pinchas. Okay, but Amar Rava. Rava said, so we mentioned about sprouting. That got us to a Talmid Chacham who sprouts. Now we're going to have a gadlet about Talmid Chachamim. Amar Rava, Hait Zorba Me'arbanon Derotach. If a Talmid Chacham gets angry, it's the Torah inside him that's really angry. Shenemar, like it says, Haloko Divrei Keish Neum Hashem. Fine. Vam Rav Ashi called Talmud Chacham She'en Akasha Kabarzel and Talmud Chacham. Any Talmud Chacham who's not strong like iron, hard like iron, that's not a Talmud Chacham. Shenemar Ukepatish Yefutet Sela. Okay. Amalei Rabbi Abba Bar Rav Ashi. Atun mehasam masnisala. You learned out that idea from over there. But us, mehacha masninan la. We learned it out from here. What the exhibit says, Eretz asher avneha barzel, the land where the avneha, stones are like iron, altikwi avneha ela boneha, the builders. And that's a reference to Talmidei Chachamim. Amar Ravina, afilu hachi, even still, it's still better to be calm. Shenema, like it says, v'haser kas milibcha, fine. Okay. Now, that's fine. Now that we spoke about asking for rain, now the Gemara is going to have a Gemara gadlet about people that ask for things improperly. Amar Shmuel bar Nachmani, Amar Bionason, Shlosha Sha'olu Shaloka Hogan. There were three people in Tanakh that asked for things improperly. L'shnayim heshivuhu, kahogan. Two of them Hashem answered anyway. L'echad heshivuhu shalo kahogan. And one he answered incorrectly. Not incorrectly. He answered him in the way the person didn't want. Be'eluhain, here they are. Eliezer Eved Avram, right? Eliezer Eved Avram said, whoever is going to come and I'm going to... that's going to be the wife. That's not a way to find a girl. That's not the way to do it. That was improper. But nevertheless, Hashem gave him Rivka. Shaul ben Kish, what Shaul say? Whoever's going to defeat the Pelishtim, I'll give my daughter for a husband. What if it's some lowlife? Right? Luckily, Hashem sent him David. And the third one is Yiftach HaGiladi. What did he say, Yiftach HaGiladi? Whoever, the first thing that comes out of the house, I'll make for a carbon. Right? What if it was a pig? Sure, it's going to be his daughter. Right? Terrible story. That was answered. Hashem did a bad thing. Hashem did a lo kahogan to Yiftach. So Tosfos asks on the third Tosfos, Shlosha Sha'olu Kahogan. Listen to this Tosfos. You want a Tosfos to repeat over? Eliezer, Shaul, the Yiftach. These three people, right? But there's a fourth person. Who's the fourth? Vim Tomar, Amai lo chashiv Kalev ben Yifune. What about Kalev? I'm sorry. This is not the Tosfos. The next one's. What about Kalev? As a matter of fact, Rabbi Kibi Eger points out that there's a medrash, and that just puts there are four people, and Kalev's on the list. What did Kalev do wrong? Kalev said, Shenemar said, Asher Yakis, Kiryat Sefer, V'lakada, whoever's going to capture Kiryat Sefer and its area, V'nasati lo, and I will give as Achsa Biti Leisha. I'm going to give Achsa, my daughter, as a wife. Whoever could be that Gibor, same thing. Maybe it'll be some low life. So the Gemara ends. So Amaylo par Kmohacha Yacha Mamzer O Eved. The Gemara is going to say maybe some Mamzer is going to show up, some Eved. But V'yesh Lomar Tosfos answers no. The Had to Amar Kalev Sheitin Lo Hakadosh Baruch Hu Kol Mi Sheyachal Lachzar Osan Halachos Sheshachahu B'Yemei Evlo Shel Moshe. It's not just the war. Whoever can remember the 300 halachos that were lost when Moshe died, that's the guy. Eten lo aksabiti. I'm going to give. Who's going to do? What kind of person's going to do that? Right? Whoever's going to know the halachas, 300 halachas. So only a good person's going to come forward like that. Right? So therefore, it wasn't a bad request. It was a little. Whoever's the biggest Talmid Chacham in the yeshiva can have my daughter. So what's wrong with that? So basically what he said.
All the people at that time.
Yeah. Ah, so that's the next Tosfos. We're going to get to that in a minute. That's the next Tosfos. Let's talk about that. Anyway. What? Yeah. We're going to get to that in a minute. V'yesh Mefarshim, the Lekach Nikra Achsa. As a matter of fact, that's why she was called Achsa. Why? Shekol HaRoa Osa, anyone who saw her, Kowais al Ishto. He got angry at his wife. Why did he get angry at his wife? Because she was, what?
Why aren't you like her?
Why don't you like her? Exactly. In what way? In what regard? V'zeh v'adai mishum tzniyusu yitzera dekachazi ba. Because she was such a tanua. V'haya somech, and he was relying on the zechusa her zechus, v'zechus zidei, and the right? Her zechusim, her and her zechusim, demistayeya, that she will be successful, v'lo mizdag gavnin lo ela kefi maseha. And she'll only get somebody that she, that deserves her. You hear that? Only going to get somebody that deserves her. So what about, well, so then why couldn't you say anything about Yitzchak? And she's only going to give it to someone that deserves him. I don't know. It's a Bishota, the name is Avgin, right? We said that we had the Shavuos night. Hashem gives you the wife you deserve. Right? That's what that Gemara there says in Sota Daf Beit. Hashem gives you the wife you deserve. So therefore Kalev is not on the list. That's interesting, Tosfos. Next. Thank you. What do you say? Next. Eliezer Eved Avram. What about Eliezer? What about Eliezer Eved Avram? Dechsiv, it says, V'haya hanayra asher omar elea hitina kadech. Right? Whichever girl is going to come and offer to feed everybody, to feed the camels and me. Afilu chigeres, afilu suma. Even a lame girl, even a blind girl. That's going to be the one? But don't worry about it. That was it. So he shouldn't have asked like that. Anyway, Hishivu Kahogan, is Namala Rivka? He sent Rivka there. Tosfos is going to ask an unbelievable question about this. What do you mean he asked incorrectly? If he sees a blind girl or a lame girl, don't ask her. Don't ask her. Hey, I'm very thirsty. Don't ask such a girl. Only ask the good-looking ones. Tosfos is going to ask that in a minute, right? It's such a good question. Next. Shaul ben Kish, okay, Shaul ben Kish really said, it says, whoever's gonna defeat the Pelishtim, I'm gonna do unbelievable things. Riches and my daughter too. Yachal afilu Eved afilu Mamzer. Maybe an Eved will show up or a Mamzer. Tosfos is gonna ask, why come over, well, by Rivka it says a blind or a lame. And over here it says an Eved or a Mamzer. What's the difference? So, don't worry about it. That was a wrong thing to say. Shaul should say, whoever's the strongest guy in the block, I'll give my daughter. As some beer-drinking lowlife comes along, that's going to be the wife? That's going to be a son-in-law? But don't worry, because Hashivu Kahogan Rizdaman Lo Yiftach. Hashem sent along David. That worked out very well for him. Look at Tosfos. Tema. Amaylo Nakat Hacha Gabi Eliezer Eved Avram Kibo Dikarma Gabi Shaul B'Samach. Why doesn't it say the same issue that might come up? Yachal Afilu Mamzeres O Shifcha. Why by Rivka does it say maybe she'll be lame or blind? And by Shaul, it says maybe he'll be a mamzer. Or what do you call it? Or an Eved. How come it switches? You understand the question? How come it's...
Why does he answer a question that he had on his... For
Kalev? That what? That Zechusim will... That's a good question. I don't know.
He had mamzerim back then?
Yitzchak will only get somebody that he deserves. Omar Rashi. Rashi says, we don't have this Rashi. We don't know where Tosa said Rashi got this. But we don't know where this Rashi is. But Tosa says the name of Rashi. Mishum de Gabi Eliezer, lo shayach adayin mamzerus. Eliezer's time, there was no mamzerus. There was no mamzerim then. Right? Daha, lo nasna Torah. There's no Torah yet. That's his first answer. His second answer is staggering. Inami. It makes sense. It's a good answer. Inami or Gabe Isha Lo Dayik Alma Ella Leofi. Because when it comes to a woman, all he wanted to show was that she was good looking. If she's a mamzeres, who cares? She's a shivcha, even if there is such a thing. All he cared about was looks. Good answer is that. He wanted someone with chesed, right? He asked, whoever's going to give my camel. What does the Tosfos mean by that?
Yichus.
No, that's what he said. There's no yichus. All they care about is looks. But read it. Delo Dayek Alma Elo Leofi. The world only cares about, let's say Eliezer, it says the Alma, the world. The world only cares about looks. And therefore, it's all he cared about. So maybe some blind girl's gonna show up. That's not pretty. Right? But don't worry, Hashem sent to Rivka. That's an unbelievable answer. Staggering answer. Then he says, what? Vim Tomar, What's your problem that Eliezer asked not right? What's your problem? He only said, I'm going to ask her to fill up my jug. And if you see somebody blind or lame, lo yomar lo, don't say it. Say good morning and let her go. Let her go. Right? So kind of, what's the issue? So I'll just give a difficult answer. I would think, what was he afraid of? What could have been? How's a blind woman going to show up there? She'd have some kind of prosthetic leg and Eliezer wouldn't notice it. Oh, Suma, Kigon, Sheyesh lo inayim yafim, v'ineroa klal. She had pretty eyes, but he didn't realize she's blind. He's not going to know. She could trick him. So that could happen. But don't worry, it didn't happen. Hashem sent to Rivka. The question is so much better than the answer. No?
He's pretty astute, Eliezer. He'd know if he's blind or
She wouldn't know why he's coming. Why would she think he was going to trick her? She have to trick him for? She's blind. She's blind.
I'm just reading you what he said. Okay. Anyway, now what about Yiftach HaGeladi? Yiftach is a sad story. It says, basically, the first thing that comes out of my doorway, I'm going to bring for a carbon. What about something? What about a non-kosher animal come out? The truth is, Hashem answered him in an unsatisfactory way, to Yiftach anyway. This Dama Lobito, his daughter walked out. And what happened to this woman? It's a machlokas that actually happened to her. I think the conventional thing is that she just stayed in her room the rest of her life. She never left her house, right? She died an old maid. That's what the conventional. Some say he actually bought her as a carbon. It's hard to. But whatever it is, she didn't have a happy life after that, right? And not only that, it says in the Navi, Hatsari ain begilad. What does the word Hatsari mean? There's no spices.
Yeah.
There's no spices in Gilad. It's a terrible thing. Im rofa ayin sham. There's no doctor here. What does he mean by that? What he means by that is, why don't Yiftach go be matir neder? Undo the neder. You made a neder. Undo it. Why don't you undo it? The answer is, because uksiv, asher lo tzivisi. I'm sorry. The answer is, Rashi explains, because who's going to go? Who should be the one to be matir the neder? Pinchas, who is still alive, he's the god of Adar. So Yiftach said, well, I'm the shofar, let him come to me. And Pinchas said, I'm the Navi, let him come to me. So everyone's stuck in their guns, and nobody went to nobody. And therefore, she didn't matter. The Chassam Sofer asked, let somebody else do it.
Why didn't say he had no apprentice skill?
Right. So one second. So the Chassam Sofer asked, let somebody else do it. So, well, since the God of Adar, like, you know, it's like paskening halachas in front of your Rebbe. So nobody else could do it. It's also a difficult answer, but at least it explains a little bit why nobody else could do it. So go down the block, go to your local rabbi.
Yeah. He was local, so
he was like the Gadol Hadar because he was considered the Navi of the whole title. That's what the Chassam Sofer answers. There's no other better answer. So everybody, nobody wanted to move. No, everyone was very, very haughty. Nobody wanted to humble themselves and actually pick up and go. So it stayed this way. Never changed.
At the expense of his daughter.
At the expense of his daughter. Terrible thing. Uksiv, asher lo, right. Right, a terrible thing. Now another type of idea. Uksiv, ashalo tivisi, velo dibarta, velo also alibi. Three things. I said ashalo tivisi. I never commanded people to do things like this. Ashalo tivisi, zeb beno shal meisha melech moav. He's not even a Jew, but shenemar it says vigaches beno abachar sheim lo tachta v'yale ola. He slaughtered his son as an ola. Hashem, I never asked people to do that. I never asked. Velo dibarti ze Yiftach. I never told Yiftach to make a neder like that. I never told people to do crazy things like that. Velosa alibi. What about loosa alibi? Zayitzchak ben Avram. In other words, I never intended. It's a little bit hard. I never intended that Yitzchak should be a carbon. I just intended to test Avram, see if he would do it. But I never intended it. I never intended Avram should actually slaughter his own son. I never intended that. I intended he should go through the motions. Right? And Rashi at the bottom, it's the last line of that Rashi there. It's a long Rashi. Loosa alibi. And Yitzchak ben Avram. The last line says, what about Gidon? Sheshal, Lemnoa, Tal, Me'al Ha'aretz. He asked that there should be no dew. Ubegiza, Levada, Yihyeh. There should only be dew on the cloth, not on the dew, not on the ground. Isn't that asking for a bad thing? The world shouldn't have dew? So he says, don't worry about that. Ein desh lo kogan. That's not so bad. Mata kol yeshem chaser ha'olam tal laila achas levad. What's the big deal to the world that one day there's no doom? What, the world's going to fall apart? What's the terrible... My Rebbe said that. What's the terrible thing? It's a terrible thing. One day, the okay, so one day there won't be doom. What's going to happen? Interesting also. Right? Okay. Well, right. So that, you know, that is just saying to violate the halacha. Oh, he's asking something.
Yes.
Right. He's asking something Shalom Kahogan.
Exactly.
What do you get?
No, he said, I'm going to bring the carbon over here. And don't let
take
the other...
Take mine, I'll take theirs.
Exactly. So what are you doing? You're not in the Beis HaMikdash. This Beis HaMikdash was standing. What are you doing over here in some Har Carmel?
I'll do that.
So that's Harasha. So what does Harasha mean? What is the whole concept of Harasha? Hashem allows you to violate the halacha? For what reason? Emergency. Someone's going to kill you. I understand. So you're starving, so you're allowed to eat treif.
It was a crisis.
What was the crisis?
What was the
Harasha was Kiddush Hashem.
And right, so you're saying it has to be Kiddush Hashem that he had to actually also be uncovered, not that they shouldn't bring theirs.
It was a challenge.
Right? Let them doubt, as the measure says, they doused the carbon in water. Oh, that was his.
Yeah,
and it still burned. Right? Okay, I hear. So you have to say it was some kind of emergency. Okay. Amar Brachia. Exactly. Av Knesset Yisrael Shalosh Shalom Kahogan. Also, Klai Yisrael asked Shalom Kahogan. V'akadosh Baruch Hu Yeshiva Kahogan. And Hashem answered correctly. How did they ask incorrectly? They asked, like Shinemar says, V'nei da'a nirdefa v'da'as es Hashem, kishachar nachon motza'a v'yavo kigeshem lanu. Like, we want to know Hashem like the rain. That's basically what they're saying. We want to know Hashem like it rains. Now, rain is not always a good thing. Right? So what kind of request is that? I want to know Hashem like I know the rain. Like the rain comes falls down. But sometimes falling down is not a good thing. So, Amalak Kodesh Baruch Hu, Biti, Acha Al Davash Shabbat Mizbakish, Om Enam Mizbakish. You want something that sometimes is good and sometimes is not a good thing? Rain, something not always a good thing. Don't worry, that's not right. What kind of request was that? Avil, don't worry about it. Ani Eyalach Davah Mizbakish La'olam. I'm going to answer you like a good thing. I'm going to answer you something that's always, Shinemar, Eyeh Ketali Yisrael. I'll be like, Dude's always a good thing. Always a good thing every day of the year. I'll be like that. Another incorrect request the Bnei Yisrael asked of Hashem. Ribbono Shel Olam, it's a pasuk in where is this pasuk? In Shir Hashirim. Shimeini kechosam alibecha. I want to be like a chosam, like a signet on your heart. Ukechosam al zurecha, and also like a signet on your arm. When you're wearing long sleeves, you don't see it. So what kind of request is that? I want to be like a signet. You can't, the heart you never see. And the arm, sometimes yeah, sometimes no. That's what you want? What kind of funny request is that? Anyway, I'm going to do something that you can always see. Shinemar, I'm not sure what this means. Hein akapecha kakosecha. I'm going to engrave it on your palm. What does that mean? But what's the zecher? How do you remember Hashem by that, by your palm?
Your hand's always visible.
Uh-huh. Just your hands itself.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Okay, very good. Okay, back to rain. Now, the Mishnah said, Ein shol anatak shamim, and the Mishnah continued, unless it's next to actual rainfall. So one second. So, savruha, so we thought, what does that line mean? Hasha'elu v'achraza chada milsehi. Asking and mentioning is the same thing. And therefore, Mantana, Amar Rava, Rabbi Yeshua. Because Rabbi Yeshua said that when do you ask for rain? When do you start mentioning rain? Shmini Atzeres. That's a very good time for it to start raining. Because Sukkot is over. That's a very good time. So it's the same thing. When do you ask for rain? When I want the rain. So V'sein Talu Matar and Mashiv Ruach go hand in hand. Why? Because it's the same thing. Shmini Atzeres. The Amar, Mishas Hanachaso, from the time you put away your lulav, which is when? Shmini Atzeres. Amalei Abaye, well, I feel the Rabbi Eliezer. It can even be Rabbi Eliezer. Why? Sheilu Lechod, Vazkiru Lechod. Asking on the first day Sukkot is one thing. Mentioning it on the first day Sukkot is one thing. And actually asking for it is something totally different. Vikadi Amri, others say, It's the same exact Gemara, just different people saying it. Lema Rabbi Yeshua he. Maybe this is Rabbi Yeshua Amar Mishas Hanachaso, who said that it's when you put the lulav away. When do you put the lulav away? Shmina Teres. When do you ask Shmina Teres? When do you mention Shmina Teres? It all comes at the same time. Amar Rava. No, I feel to him Rabbi Eliezer. Sheil Luchud Baz Kara Luchud. They're two separate things. They have nothing to do with each other, which is how we hold. We mention it on Shmina Teres, but we don't ask for it till 2 weeks later. Why 2 weeks later? So when we're going to learn that next week. In Eretz Yisrael, it was to give the people, being older regal, to go to have a chance to go back home. They shouldn't get stuck in the rain. Right? In Chutz La'aretz, it's a whole other complicated cheshbon with the December 4th. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ovalof Na'ateva. Rabbi Yehuda said that if you dive into the Amid on, no, not on Pesach, on Shmini Atzeres, right? So, the Baal Shachrit does not mention rain, and the Baal Mosif mentions rain. Okay? Uriminu, but 1 second. I have another brisa that says like this. Ad Masai Sho'al HaNasagashamim. How long do I ask for, for how long am I asking for rain? Till when? I'm sorry. What? No, it's both. It's both. And then what about Pesach? Pesach, what do we have to say? The Baal Shachris mentions rain, and the Baal Mosef doesn't mention rain. Veraminu, Me'emesai, Ad Masai, Sha'ol Eletagashamim. How long do you ask for rain for? Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ad Shiyavra Pesach. Until Pesach is over. Now, in our Mishnah, he said, till the first day Pesach. And here he says, till Pesach is over. That's going to be the Kasha. How do you reconcile these two statements of the same person? Right? Rav Meir Omer, now we're just going to finish off other people. Rav Meir Omer, Ad Shiyavar Nisan. Until Nisan is over. Even longer. Until Nisan's over, right? Anyway, it's a Kasha. What's the Kasha? Rav Yehuda said two different things. So Amar Rav Chista, lo Kasha. It's not a Kasha. Kan Lishal. When does it say when you, at the end, we said, when this Bryce said the end of Pesach, he meant asking. Han lahazkir. But our Mishnah was talking about mentioning it. So when do you stop mentioning it? Pesach. When do you stop asking for it? End of Pesach. That makes no sense. That makes no sense. Right? Mishal shoil v'azil. Right? To ask for it, to keep on going. Keep on going till the end of Pesach. But lahazkir, liyant of rishon pasik. But to mention it, you stop on the first day Pesach. Okay? Says Rashi, Reb Chista, Kan Lishol, Kan Lahazkir. Lishol, Shal V'hol Lechad Shavra Pesach. To ask for it, to keep on asking till Pesach is over. Kidiktani Ad Masai Sholim. Because it says the word Sholim. But Lahazkir, to mention it. Eino Maskir, Ela Betfilas Yotzer, Shayantif Rishon. Again, the word Yotzer, you only mention it by Shachris. Stop mentioning it by Shachris. Amar Ula. Hadar Rav Chista. Rav Chista said, "Kasha kechometz l'shinayim." It's like vinegar in your teeth. Uka'ashem l'inayim. It's like smoke in your eyes. It's a pasuk, but that doesn't make any sense. Why doesn't it make any sense? Because listen to this. Ma b'makom she'ein ashoel. When you're not asking for it, maskir. You meant when do you ask? Makom she'ein ashoel. On a day when you're not asking. What day is that? Shmini Atzeres. Maskir. You mentioning it. So makom she'ashoel. In a place when you're asking, like when? Chol Hamoed Pesach. Ein Odin Shehi Mazkir. Shouldn't you mention it at least? It doesn't make any sense. Ela Amar Ula. I have a very simple answer to the question. The Stira. Trei Tanoi Aliva Rabbi Yehuda. There's two people. There are two traditions of what Rabbi Yehuda said. One says he said that you stop on first day Pesach. That's the Mishnah. And in the Brisa they said no, you at the end of Pesach. That's the only way to answer it. There's two versions of what he said. What did he say? They recorded the Mishnah one thing and about something else.
How early was Rabbi Yehuda? Way before the other
one? No, he was a Talmud of Rabbi Akiva.
Right, he's
just later tonight. He's, right, during the. Right. Well, Rabbi Yehuda's famous, he's Rabbi Yehuda every other page in Shas, no?
What I'm saying, but this is. Where is he compared to the rest? Like,
he's the same, he's a contemporary of Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi. All these are contemporaries.
He's a later
one. Right. So there's the two versions of what he said. So when Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi recorded the Mishnah, he had that tradition. There's a price out there that said something different. How do you reconcile it? There's no many times we don't say this answer. No, here he meant, he tried to give it a, no, there he meant that, and there he meant that. That doesn't make any sense. We're going to have three other answers to try to answer it.
General,
without resorting to the fact that there's two traditions.
Is this a Dohaig answer? Is
it's like, I think it's a Dohaig answer. But there's no other answer. We tried to give other answers. No, in that place, he meant the following. Here he meant something else. We tried to give that answer. It didn't work. Because it doesn't make any sense. We're going to give another answer to try. It's a last resort. Right.
Did we actually find another one?
He had us a chas.
I'm saying another ton of coins were used,
we had a price. We had a price.
Yeah,
we have this quite often. It's not every day we have such a thing. Usually it's a last answer. Now we give the answer first. Now we're going to give other answers. Then we're going to reject them all because they're not going to make sense. And we're going to end up with this is the answer. There's two traditions. Rabbi Yosef Farmer, I have another answer. My ad shiyavar Pesach. What does it mean when it says that you stop saying, mentioning rain until Pesach is over? Which is a stira. No, it doesn't mean until Pesach is over. Ad shiyavar shliach tzivur rishon hayored beyond the rishon shal Pesach. It means that on the first day, when the tefila stops davening for the yamin, which is the same zman. That's a pretty, right? You like that answer? So,
yes, I do.
So, Amalei Abaya, one second, doesn't even make any sense. She'elu b'yamtif mi ikka? There's no saying talamatar on yamtif. The whole answer doesn't even make any sense. Okay, there's no saying talamatar on yamtif. Right?
Right, it started
with. Right, look what Rashi says. It's a little further down. The chimispal hu tfilas chol? Well, you daven read the davening on yamtif?
Yes, sure.
Right? Sha'ata omer adji avra pesach. It's not even true. That answer doesn't make any sense. There is such a thing where you could ask, even though it's not a normal davening. How so? Shoel miturgamin. The miturgamin could ask. Who's the miturgamin? It was a fellow who would translate the davening or the laning into common vernacular. People could understand it. He would. What are you talking about? What he's going to ask for something that nobody else? What kind of thing is that? He's just making up his own nusach, right? Ella machvarto kideula. Rather, Ula's right. Ula must be right. Rabba Omar. Rabba's another answer. My ad shiavra Pesach. What does it mean till the Pesach is over? It means ad shiyavor zman shchitas haPesach. It means until the zman of the Korban Pesach, which is when
Erev
Pesach. That's what it means. How does that help? So Rashi says zman ad shiyavor zman shchitas Pesach, which is when, which is after Shacharis on Erev Pesach. You can't bring it by Shacharis time. You have to bring it after Bein Arbayim. So Erev Pesach Shacharis, he's still going to mention rain.
Minchiyanat.
Why? I brought the Pesach already.
So
look at Rashi. Exactly. Chatos Hayom. The Arba Osar. Ad Shiyavar Chatos. The Hainu Kol Tfilas Yotzer. The whole Shacharis, no matter what minyan you daven at, early, late, as long as it's Shacharis, you're going to be still saying rain. Vashmina Rabbi Yehuda. The B'mincha, the Arvei Pesachim. Mincha on Erev Pesach. Af Agaf. The Matlinan Tfilas Chol. Even though it's still a weekday davening, why? Because it's not a yontif yet. Erev Pesach, mafsikin, we stop below yomar v'sein talamatar. Don't say v'sein talamatar. Afalda dimit karinon ad lamachar b'musafin. Even though it's not going to change till tomorrow, posek hasheela b'tfilas mincha shel erev yontif rishon. So the request, the sheela, stops Erev Pesach by mincha. But the mentioning it's not going to happen until tomorrow, most of the time. First day Pesach. That's so it's not a stira.
We don't hold like that.
Of course we don't hold like that. The Haskara, Shiyachal, Lahaski, Biyamtav, Maskirat, Tfilas, Musaf, Shiyamtav, Rishon. The mentioning it, that's going to continue until tomorrow. Okay? That's his way to explain the stira. And by the way, says this pshat, it makes a lot of sense. You know why? Because Kitchilaso, Kain, Bisofo. The way we start asking for rain, patterns where we stop asking for rain. What? Matzi lasso mazker. When do we ask? When do we mention rain? Shmina Tzeres. Right? Afal pi she'ena shoel. Even though we don't ask for it yet, that's only going to happen on December 4th. Yet we mention it right now on Shmina Tzeres. So af sofo. So too when you're stopping. Mazker, When do you start mentioning it? The first day Pesach. Afal pi she'ein ha'shoel. Even though you're not asking. Why? We stopped doing that yesterday.
Doesn't
there still start Zayin Cheshvan? Yeah, Zayin Cheshvan. Zayin Cheshvan, we start December 4th.
The question is,
not
what you say in the same, you don't say anything?
You
don't say the same bracha,
you
say the same bracha.
Yes, you have the same bracha. This is his pshat. So that's the best, we're going to reject it now. Why? Because it logically doesn't make any sense. Sounds very appealing. Amalei Abaye, one second. Bishlam atchilas o'maskir. To mention it, you want to, tchilas o'maskir, because haskara nami ritzu she'elihi. Even mentioning it, there's some value to that. It's a little bit of a ritui. Why do we start on Shmini Atzeres to mention rain? Because we're gearing up to really asking for it. Now it's the winter season. The Yom Tovim are over. So Shmini Atzeres, we start already mentioning rain. It's also like a tefillah. Right? It's also a little bit of a tefillah. Elisofa, what's going on here? We're going to stop asking, but we're still mentioning it for one more day? For what reason are you doing that? My ritui she'ele ikka. What kind of ritui is that? You don't want the rain now. So you're stopping to ask for it. When? Erev Pesach. But we're still mentioning it for one more day. What reason are we doing that? You don't want it now. Ella, machrata te geula. Ula's right. What's the answer? It's two traditions. There's no other way to reconcile it. And by the way, Amar of Asi, Amar of Yochanan, halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda. We paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. But I think we don't paskin Rabbi Yehuda. Right? What's the aleph there?
About the mentioning.
What?
About the askara.
With the aleph. Right. The Rush changes it to say we pass it like Rabbi Yossi. Right? Amale Rabbi Zeira or Rabbi Yossi or Rabbi Asi. Me Amar Rabbi Yochanan Hachi. Rabbi Yochanan even say that. But not what we learned. B'shlosha b'ma Cheshvan Shol and Tagashamim. On the third day of Cheshvan we ask for rain. Rabbi Gamliel Omer b'shiva bo. Rabbi Gamliel says on the seventh day. Rabbi Omer b'lazar halacha ki Rabbi Gamliel. The halacha is like Rabbi Gamliel. Therefore what? What's the kasha? The kasha is like this. It's a complicated kasha. Now, Rabbi Eliezer was a Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan, right? Rabbi Eliezer was a Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan, and we have Gemaras that say Rabbi Eliezer never said anything out of his own mouth without hearing it from Rabbi Yochanan as Rebbe. So what did Rabbi Eliezer say here? He starts asking for it on the third of Cheshvan. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, you start asking when? On Shmini Atzeres. Or the day after. There's no shchol, but it's the same day. Why? Because we said before, they go hand in hand. So, one second. So Rabbi Yochanan said, I passed on Rabbi Yehuda. That what? That you start asking for when? Shmini Atzeres. And here Rabbi Eliezer says, you start asking for it, we passed something else, on the third of Cheshvan. And Rabbi Gamliel said on the seventh of Cheshvan. That's not the Pasha. The Pasha is on Rabbi Eliezer. Since he was his Talmud Muvak, how could it be possible that he said something different than his Rebbe? How could Rabbi Yochanan have said that? What's going on here? A funny question, no? So the Gemara answers, the Gemara, two answers. The Gemara answers, oh, by the way, and Rabbi Omer ben Lazar, halacha Rabbi Gamliel, we paskin like Rabbi Gamliel, right?
Seventh day,
right? So then,
third,
what? I'm sorry. Rabbi Lazar, the star Talmud, that's the kasha. Rabbi Elazar, the star Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan, who never said anything on his own, said that halachas are coming from Leil. That what? That is on the seventh day, not any other day. How could Rabbi Yochanan say we hold like Rabbi Yehuda? So the Gemara answers, Gavra Gavra Karamis? You ask me a theory from two different people? What kind of theory is that? Rabbi Yochanan said one thing, and Rabbi Elazar said another thing. Ah, he never said anything in the name of his Rebbe? What kind of kasha is that? That's not a kasha. It's two different people. Right, so now Ebay say that's one answer. Ebay say, Mal, if you don't like that answer, because it's not true, because Rabbi Eliezer never said anything without hearing it from his Rebbe, I'll give you another answer. Ebay say, Mal, it's a very simple answer. Kan Lishol, Kan Lahaskir. Yeah, you're right. When do you ask for rain? Rabbi Gamliel's right. Rabbi Elazar's right. On Chin Cheshvan. When do you mention it? On Shmini Atzeres. On Steer at all. I, Bamar Rabbi Yochanan, B'makom Sheshoel, Mazkir. I, Rabbi Yochanan said, that whenever you ask, you mazkir. So how do you, what does that mean? So the Gemara answers, hahu lahafsaka itmar. Now that's talking about stopping. They both stop at the same time. When? First day Pesach. That's what he meant. The stopping to ask and the stopping to mention happened at the same time. Right? On Chol HaMoed Pesach, you no longer save the same talamata. Why? It happens automatically.
He says that only works for the enemy, not for the
right. No, we rejected that answer.
Isn't by definition to show you're automatically being masculine?
What?
Isn't if you're shoal, you're automatically being masculine?
That's what the Gemara said originally.
Yeah, so we
correct, but if you're masculine, you're not automatically being shoal. You're right. If you're shoal, you're automatically being masculine. But if you're masculine, you're not automatically being shoal.
The other way.
Doesn't go both ways.
Right.
So he says, but he made a statement that they both go hand in hand. So we answered, that's only the stop, not the start. V'amar Rabbi Yochanan, 1 second. Hiskil, lahaskir, maskir, lishol. Whenever you start to ask, you start to say. Start to say, you start to ask. Pasak mi lishol, pasal mi lahaskir. And they stop at the same time. So here they also see they start at the same time. What's going on? V'amar lo kasha, that's not a kasha. Halan halahu. When Rabbi Yochanan said that you start at the same time, that's in Bavel. Why is that in Bavel? Because it's a different agriculture over there, right? We don't need it to rain so fast. So we're not going to ask on Shemini Atzeres. We'll wait till, I think this is the answer. What? They're not dependent on the rain the same way Eretz Yisrael is. Therefore, they can ask and mention on Zayin Cheshvan. But in Eretz Yisrael, no way. We need the rain right away. So Shemini Atzeres, we're going to ask. We're going to mention it. And then we're going to ask 2 weeks later when the Ola Regalim go back.
So, how do we do it at the same time? They're mentioning asking at the same time.
What? That's only in Bavel. It's only in Bavel you ask and mention at the same time. Because the rain is not so vital. It's a different weather pattern over there. It's not the same thing. In Eretz Yisrael, totally different. What's the difference? Because over here, in Bavel, the Islan Peri Badabra. They still have Peros on the fields, with the Hunami, Islan Oli Regalim. We also have the Oli Regalim. So why are we mentioning it before we really need it? So the Gemara answers, Kikam Rabbi Yochanan, Bezman She'en Beis HaMikdash Kayim. No, there's no Beis HaMikdash anymore. So that concern goes away. The Oli Regalim go away. So 1 second. Hashad Ha'asos L'Hachi. Now that we came to that answer, that what? That we're not talking about Bezman HaMikdash, talking about Bezman HaZeh, Ha'vahal Udhu. Now we can say it like this. Really, it's both Eretz Yisrael. Now we're only talking about Israel. So how come sometimes we're going to be mazkir and ask on the same day and sometimes not? V'lo kasha. Kan, when is it the same time? Bizman beis hamikdash kayim. V'kan, right? Bizman she'en beis hamikdash kayim. Right? Why would you mention it on Shemini Atzeres if you don't really need it till 2 weeks later? You have to wait 2 weeks. You're right, so wait for 2 weeks. When everyone's back home, now we can ask and at the same time. Because the Yochanan made a statement. They go hand in hand. When do they go hand in hand? Yeah, they go hand in hand when the Beis Mikdash is standing. So why am I mentioning it? I don't even need it now. Make sense? Vanan, the Islan Tre, listen to this. Vanan and Bezman HaZeh, the Islan Tre Yomi, we have 2 days. Now we have 2 days of Yontif, right? So when do we have Tfilas Geshem? On Shemini Atzeres or on Simchas Torah? Hechi of Dinan, what do? Amar Rav, Maskil B'Musafin. Right? Here's what you do. It's a Sfeika Diyoma. We're not sure which day is really Shemini Atzeres. Here's the first option. Listen to this one. Maskil B'Musafin. You mention Geshem by Musaf on Shemini Atzeres. Uposek B'Mincha. But then Mincha time, you go back like it's still... You go back like it's still summertime, and don't mention it by Mincha. Arvis, don't mention it by Arvis. Shachris, don't mention it by Shachris. V'chozeh b'musafin, and by Musaf go back.
So bench on Shemini Atzeres start at Simchas Torah.
What?
Bench on Shemini Atzeres.
Say Musaf by Musaf. Say it by Musaf.
Right.
And don't say it till tomorrow. Amar lo Shmuel, 1 second. Puku v'amar lo Abba, go tell him. Go back and tell him. Abba means Rav. Acha she'asisu kodesh taseu chol. 1 second. Right. You turned it into, now you can go back to Chol. That's never, you never have to do something like that. Ella, Amar Shmuel, I have another answer. Also, not, we don't hold like this. Maschel b'musaf. Start by Musaf Shemini Atzeres. U'mincha. And Mincha too. Right? Now, u'posek Arvus and Shachar. Now my Arvus and Shachar stop. Why? Because maybe it's a new day.
What did you
but, min, but you gave him Mincha. Mincha, you have to say Masha V'ruach. Why? It's still definitely part of Shmini Atzeres. What about now Simchas Torah night? That could be in a whole new day. So now we're not going to say it by Meir. We're not going to say it by Shachar. And most of Simchas Torah, we're going to say it again.
The
Gavin's going to have to come about 25 yeah. Posting Arvitz Shachar, V'chozi U'maschil B'musafin. And you go back and answer by Musaf. Rabbi Omer, no. Kivan Shehitzchil, Shuvayno Posek. Once you start, you don't stop. Rav Papa Omer, V'chein Omer, Rav Sheshes, Kivan Shehitzchil, Shuvayno Posek. Once you start, you don't stop. By the way, Rav Hadabi, even Rav retracted that. Even Rav realized that's not true. To Amar of Chananel, Amar Rav, Mona Eshrim Ve'echad Yom. It's 21 days from Rosh Hashanah till Shmini Atzeres. Kederech Shmona Asa Yomim Me Rosh Hashanah Ad Yom HaKippurim. It's 10 days from Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur. It's always 10 days. Yeah, but what's the story with the sake of the Yom? 2 days? Doesn't matter. It's always 10 days. You have to figure out how to make that happen. How can it be 10 days, right? Rosh Hashanah 1 day, or 2 days? Doesn't matter. It's 10 days later. Same thing over here. It's going to be 21 days later no matter what you do. Right? Maschil, once you start, Kivin Shehitzchil, Shavena Posek. Once you start, you don't go back. It's the sake of the Yom, it doesn't matter. Right? V'hilchasa, Kivin Shehitzchil, Shavena Posek. Once you start, you don't go back. That's how we paskin. Makes perfect sense. And we'll do that. And we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a good day.